In Greece, only rich people will rest in peace forever when they die. Most of the population, however, will be undisturbed for only 3 years. Then they will be dug up, washed, compressed into a small tin box, and placed in a bone room. If the body has only partially decayed, it is reburied in a smaller, cheaper grave. But not for long. The body will be dug up again sometime later when it has fully decayed. Buying a piece of land for a grave is the only way to avoid this process. The cost of a grave is so great that most people choose to rent a grave for 3 years. And even after being dug up, lasting peace is still not guaranteed. If no one pays for renting space in the bone room, the skeleton is removed and stored in a building in a poor part of the town. Lack of space in Athens is the main reason why the dead are dug up after 3 years. The city is so overcrowded that sometimes dead bodies are kept in hospitals for over a week until a grave is found. Athens City Council wants to introduce cremation, that is, burning dead bodies as a means of dealing with the problem. But the Greek church resists this practice. They believe the only place where people burn is hell. So burning dead bodies is against the Greek concept of life after death. To save space, the church suggested burying the bodies standing up instead of lying down. Some people proposed building multi-story underground graveyards.